The Inner Cry, Part 44, Intensity. Intensity is required everywhere and always in our life. We need intensity to focus ourselves to accomplish any task, to maintain our alertness, to perform at our best, to give our utmost. Without intensity, our concentration and meditation are pointless, our aspiration and dedication fruitless, our spiritual quest destined for hopeless failure. Intensity is the oxygen of every spiritual quality. Inner peace, simplicity, sincerity, purity, faith, truth, love, devotion, surrender, light, delight, all depend utterly on intensity. As a central pillar of our spiritual life, we must surely place intensity very high on our spiritual wish list. Where and how can we find intensity, cultivate and maintain it? How do we intensify intensity? How keep our intensity intense? If we imagine intensity as something we must struggle and wrestle to attain and maintain, we are mistaken. Sri Chinmoy sees intensity in another light, and I quote, "Intensity does not mean to forcefully push or pull. Intensity is the inner burning cry." Sri Chinmoy. So, intensity is not required to fuel our inner cry. Rather, intensity is itself revealed and ignited by our inner cry. Our inner cry is synonymous with intensity. Where our inner cry is, intensity is. As Sri Chinmoy describes, we do not need to force the inner cry. We only need surrender to it and allow its rising flames to consume the confusion and delusion of our vital, the clatter and clutter of our mind. And we do not need to go in search of intensity. We need only allow the inner cry to claim us and flame intensely through our physical, vital mind and heart. As a flame shines with light, so intensity radiates from our inner cry. Wherever and whenever intensity is required in your life, simply invoke and apply your inner cry.